Lac La Biche. The 2024 Music in the Forest concert series at Sir Winston Churchill Provincial Park kicked off on March 7 with a performance by Edmonton-based indie folk singer and songwriter Eric Kane. The intimate evening concert drew about 60 people and took place at the community facility on the causeway to the provincial park. Kane, who describes the lyrics of his songs as being emotionally driven, performed two sets that featured several of his signature songs, including Sunsets and Silhouettes, Slow Down, Destiny, as well as Eyes Wide Open, a track that received national airplay and was inspired by the death of his brother. Throughout the evening, the indie musician took time between songs to speak with his audience, sharing stories from life about pain, loss, and hope. Mixed in with the personal conversations with the audience, Kane infused a lot of humor and even some risque adventures from his travels to Central America. During intermission, Kane, who is currently working on new music for an upcoming album whose release date will be announced later on, chatted with those in attendance and sold CDs and merchandise next to the stage. To date, he has released one solo album and three albums previously with his band Kane Incognito. Kane is the first musician to play on the Churchill Park stage since Mallory Chipman wrapped up the 2023 Music in the Forest series with an intimate concert at the Sir Winston Churchill Provincial Park Community Hall on November 16. The next show of the 2024 season takes place on March 28 with a performance by the folk rock outfit Reuben and the Dark. That show will also play out at the community facility at 7:30 p.m. Tickets for the Music in the Forest shows at Sir Winston Churchill Provincial Park can be found through the Alberta Parks website. The idea behind the Music in the Forest program is to draw visitors to the region's provincial park setting to hear unique, independent Canadian music. Ticket prices for each event begin at just $15 and are available through event links on the Alberta Parks website.